Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
A great day, everyone. It's another awesome Monday, and welcome to the Deep episode, Daily Encounter Enrichment Podcast. Our today's reading is from Genesis chapter 18, verse 16 to 33. Abraham and the man who had visited him by the terebinth of Mamre set out from there and looked down toward Sodom. Abraham was walking with them to see them on their way. The Lord reflected, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? That he is to become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth are to find blessing in him? Indeed, I have singled him out, that he may direct his children and his household after him, to keep the way of the Lord, by doing what is right and just, so that the Lord may carry into effect for Abraham the promises he made about him." Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grave, that I must go down and see whether or not their actions fully correspond to the cry against them that comes to me. I mean to find out." While the two men walked on further toward Sodom, the Lord remained standing before Abraham. Then Abraham drew nearer to him and said, "Will you sweep away the innocent with the guilty? Suppose there were 50 innocent people in the city. Would you wipe out the place rather than spare it for the sake of the 50 innocent people within it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to make the innocent die with the guilty, so that the innocent and the guilty would be treated alike. Should not the judge of all the world act with justice?" The Lord replied, "If I find 50 innocent people in the city of Sodom, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham spoke up again, "See how I am presuming to speak to my Lord, though I am but dust and ashes. What if there are 5 less than 50 innocent people? Will you destroy the whole city because of those 5? He answered, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." But Abraham persisted, saying, "What if only 40 are found there?" He replied, "I will forbear doing it for the sake of 40. Then Abraham said, "Let not my Lord grow impatient if I go on. What if only 30 are found there?" He replied, "I will forbear doing it if I can find but 30 there." Still, Abraham went on, "Since I have thus dared to speak to my Lord, what if there are no more than 20? He answered, "I will not destroy it for the sake of the 20. But still, he persisted, "Please, let not my Lord grow angry. If I speak up this last time, what if there are at least 10 there?" He replied, "For the sake of those 10, I will not destroy it." The Lord departed as soon as he had finished speaking with Abraham, and Abraham returned home. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. On this reading, God chose Abraham to become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. God was considering whether or not to hide from Abraham the plans to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. God could be teaching him a lesson on doing what is right and just. God's personal involvement in executing judgment helps us to understand the gravity of sin. God does not tolerate sin, but at the same time, we see God's mercy and patience are great. Abraham's soul was torn asunder by the conflict of fatherly love and obedience to God. My dear brothers and sisters, a friend is one who stands closer, someone who laughs with you in good times and supports you in the bad, someone who feels what you feel, who hurts when you hurt. Friends experience a close band of attachment and esteem through shared experiences, developing trust, loyalty, and love. Abraham was called a friend of God because he knew what his master was doing. Through this terrible test of faith, all things concerning the sacrifice of the father were made known to him. Abraham knew by experience the heart of the father. He knew because he did whatever was commanded him, even laying his own son, Isaac, the love of his life, on the altar. Abraham's bond of friendship with God came through faith. This same friendship is gifted to us in Christ. In this story, it is our privilege to believe from an inspired basis just why Abraham was called a friend of God. Like God with Abraham, Jesus shared his friendship with the disciples, seeking to show them the Father's heart and draw them, and us, into close friendship with the divine. To be called Jesus' servant is an immeasurable privilege, yet Jesus confers a greater honor. He brings us even closer. He calls us friends. Pieces of evidence show his sincerity. First, he opened his heart with transparency. Second, the cross proves his friendship to us. He wanted to show us the cross and think and to understand that he substituted himself for us to save under God's punishment. And he did it because he views us as a treasured friend. He wants us to view the cross as an affection-filled sacrifice for friends. Friendship is in the deepest heart of Christ and at the very center of the gospel. As I close my reflection, I will leave this verse from John chapter 15, verse 13 to 16. No one has a greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you. Once again, thank you, brothers and sisters, and see you next week for another deep episode. God bless you all. I will leave you with this song.
Who am I that you were mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? Lord, you are amazing. Who am I, Lord? You am I that you were mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me, how you love me? It's amazing. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. I am a friend of God. He calls me friend.